Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. The Federal Reserve is widely expected to ratchet down a key interest rate, perhaps to an all-time low, to prevent the sinking economy from falling deeper into the doldrums. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke and his colleagues open a two-day meeting today to take a fresh pulse on the ailing economy, which has been mired in a recession since last December, and to decide their next move on interest rates. Many economists are predicting the Fed will cut its rate in half to just one-half of one percentage point when the session wraps up tomorrow afternoon. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 86.33 is up 3.59 points. The NASDAQ 15.34 is down 6.37, and the S&P 500 is at 879.96, and it's up about one quarter of a point.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now at the start of the work week with a look at the agricultural forecast is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave, and we have some very cold weather to talk about. And in the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, temperatures were below zero this morning, where a light snow cover is in existence, and some low temperatures were as cold as 10 below zero. So very cold conditions across the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt. The snow cover is across most of Nebraska, far northwestern Kansas, and all of the Colorado plains except the southeast part. So it's a question here as to whether there's any damage, because the snow cover is pretty low. And the temperatures this morning were cold enough for winter kill in areas that do not have a snow cover. So there might have been some winter kill on the border areas of that snow cover, say in southern Nebraska and northwestern Kansas. So that's one concern that we have on the weather this morning. Very cold air is also pushing into the Midwest Corn Belt. A blizzard for the upper Midwest around parts of Minnesota and the Dakotas. Rain fell over much of the central and eastern portions of the Midwest Corn Belt, with the temperature now dropping rapidly, so we're getting a period of ice, which is causing some problems for travel for a while here, and it's just not a good situation for travel where it's icy, but that's only lasting a few hours. This week will also feature several outbreaks of weather systems coming through that will produce a wintry mix of precipitation. So we are going to be looking at the possibility from time to time of wintry storms, some areas getting freezing rain and sleet, others snow. The next one will be coming through tomorrow, another one likely for about Thursday, and then another surge of cold air likely this upcoming weekend. Temperatures are going to drop well below zero at night. It looks like even here in the central portions of Illinois and Indiana, we could go below zero this upcoming weekend. That's certainly a possibility. Now, as far as snowfall coming in for tomorrow and tomorrow night, the heaviest snow will probably be across eastern Iowa, northern Illinois, Wisconsin, and Michigan, and not the southernmost counties of Michigan. Those are areas that could probably pick up anywhere from 3 to 8 inches of snow. 2 to 4 inches of snow, though, into northern Missouri, the northern half of Illinois, northern Indiana, and far northern Ohio. Now, as you go into the I-70 corridor, a wintry mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain tomorrow into tomorrow night. And farther south, it will be freezing rain near the Ohio River, maybe changing to rain for a time. So that's a problem area. That's tomorrow into tomorrow night. So that's the next system coming in. Meanwhile, we have problems in South America with heat and dryness. Looks like Argentina this week is going to be mostly dry and hot. And it appears that rainfall is not likely in Argentina over the next several days. Now, a cool front may come in toward the end of the week. There could be some scattered showers and thunderstorms across portions of Argentina, say, once we come up to this next weekend. Cordoba, Santa Fe, Entre Rios, northern Buenos Aires, Santiago del Estero could pick up some rain then. But at this point, it looks like most of the week is going to be dry and hot across Argentina. The only area of Argentina that may pick up any rain this week would be some of the southwestern sections, parts of La Pampa, southern Cordoba, and western Buenos Aires. And that would be late tomorrow through Wednesday, and just scattered showers and thunderstorms. But temperatures in the western parts of Argentina will get up above 100 on some occasions this week, and the eastern areas will be in the 90s. It's going to be hot in Argentina, also Paraguay. Also pretty hot in western Mato Grosso do Sul in Brazil. Now, southern Brazil is going to stay dry, too. Rio Grande do Sul expecting very little in the way of rainfall. Also, parts of Santa Catarina and Paraná are going to be mainly dry this week. As you go farther north, as you get into Mato Grosso and Goiás, looks like plenty of moisture there, good conditions for them. And all in all, we're still looking at concerns of dryness in Argentina and southern Brazil. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 538 1/4, unchanged. Last trade up 10 3/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 516 1/2, up 3 1/2. Last trade up 11 3/4. May 533 up 7. Last trade up 11. July 544 up 5 1/4. Last trade up 9 1/4. March corn opened at 374 up 1/2. Last trade up 9 1/4. May 385 1/2, up 3/4. Last trade up 7 3/4. July 395 down 1/4. Last trade up 8. December of 2009, 420 unchanged. Last trade up 7. January beans open at 856 up 2. Last trade up 17 1/2. March 858 up 1 3/4. Last trade up 18 3/4. July 876 1/4, up 1 1/2. Last trade up 15 3/4. January soybean meal opened at 258 up 30. Last trade up 440. January soybean oil opened at 3091 down 1. Last trade up 75. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, what a difference a week makes. We've rallied sharply over the last six sessions, if you include last night's overnight trade. Brings up the question of how much strength does this rally have? How much legs does it have?
Well, I think part of that's going to depend on what happens with our outside markets. You've seen some stability in the stock market. You've got crude up here knocking on the door to what I think could be a major turning point for it if you can get a close over $50. It just feels like stuff's trying to turn the corner a little bit. I've actually even got a long-term downtrend line drawn off of the summer highs in corn. And as we set this morning, we're just above that downtrend line. So I think you could easily see a push to try and go back here and challenge the 450 mark on March corn, where I find the next major, major resistance area. There's going to be a little bit as we approach $4. But I think you can say maybe there is a little bit of feed underneath this thing with the dollar getting as weak as it is, because the dollar's broken major support out here. I don't know that I've got a lot of fundamental news to back that up, because our sales on corn continue to be poor. The crush number this morning comes in a little bit ahead of the trade guesses at 139.4, about a million better than what they were looking for. But you've also got some speculative interest coming in here. Richard Dennis supposedly bought 4,000 contracts on Friday, and there's thought that he's going to step in to buy another 4,000 today.
You want to do anything with sales if we get back up to 450?
Oh, I think it behooves the farmer to try and get a little bit of stuff sold. I mean, I'll probably be watching what the trend is and see how we react against that. But, yeah, if you've got old crop corn, that just enhances what you had sold prior to. So I think I'd probably be selling something if we got up there, Dave.
What about over on the soybean front?
Well, in soybeans, you're kind of doing the same thing. You're here pushing up against, if we can make a couple more days run, you're pushing up against some major resistance. But so far, they haven't got the fire under them that we've seen in the corn market. I think we do have a couple of things there with some dryness down South America that might start to catch hold, though. And especially if the oil market takes off, crude oil that is, it's going to drag this soybean oil with it, and thus the beans will move along with it. I think there you get up around that 975 area is going to be the critical point, but I'm probably not a seller there. I tend to think we're going to make a run back towards $11 myself, Dave.
Very quickly, then the calls, please.
I'm going to go with 7 to 10 better on the corn. Mm-hmm. I think you'll be up in the 15 to 20 range on beans, and I think the wheat market will be somewhere around a dime higher.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.